Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have a guest on the line. Will Brinson, CBS Sports senior NFL writer, host of the Pick Six NFL podcast. He's covered the NFL for the last 9 years. Hi, Will. John Murphy and Steve Tasker here in Buffalo. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, what's up, John and Steve? Hope you're doing well. I can pretend to be Robin Lackawanna if you want. I mean,
what do you think Robin Lackawanna sounds like?
If I try to stereotype like a Buffalo or New York accent, I'll probably end up like speaking Irish or something. It'll sound stupid. So I'll pass. But I would guess he's. I feel like right now this time of year with what the Bills have been doing the last two seasons, you guys got to be fairly optimistic phone calls, right? Compared to normal,
yes,
you know, I would say.
And I think we made it our mission to maybe temper some of that optimism, right, Steve? Yesterday's Twitter poll.
There's no question, Will. This Buffalo franchise is the happiest 6-10 or most optimistic 6-10 franchise in the league.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So I was, and I tweeted this out, but I meant to dive more into it. Maybe I'll try and do that next week when I do an AFC East over-under piece for CBS. But if you look, you know, if you take the five rookie quarterbacks who were drafted in the first round last year, right? You have Sam Darnold went to the Jets, of course, Josh Allen to the Bills, Baker to the Browns, and then Josh Rosen who went to the Cardinals and then ended up with the Dolphins, right? Three of them have landed in the AFC East. But what's fascinating about those five guys is that every single one of them, with the exception of Josh Allen, has had multiple head coaches and multiple offensive coordinators, and most of them had multiple GMs. So I think I found it fascinating just sort of looking at it to see the stability that Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott and the Pegula family had really delivered to Josh Allen. And I think that this offseason, and again, I'm not trying to help, you know, take the foot off the brakes here for your audience, but I do think that, you know, we talk about these moves they made this offseason. There's nothing splashy. There's nothing aggressive. There's nothing like, ooh, we got Le'Veon Bell coming in. But there's a real blue-collar, high-floor semblance to this roster right now. And I think that most importantly, Brandon and Sean decided, hey, you know, we've got to do what is in the best interest of Josh Allen this offseason. Let's go get offensive linemen. Let's go get pass-catching weapons. Let's get guys who can improve the offense around him and give him a chance to thrive. And I think that's the reason to be optimistic. Pete Prisco was on my – I don't know if you saw this, but Pete Prisco was on my podcast this past week, and he said whether or not Tom Brady retires, whether Tom Brady plays or whether Tom Brady doesn't, he is predicting that right now that the Buffalo Bills will win the AFC East in 2020.
Well, there you go. And as optimistic as Bills fans are and how they love to hear that from you, it still does revolve around what happens in New England. And New England has lost a couple of defensive coordinators over the last couple of years, the latest one, Flores, who's now the head coach in Miami. And now Bill Belichick is going to call defensive signals in New England. Now, for New England fans, that's probably like a big change. It's like, wow, it's a little bit of a disruption. For the rest of the division and maybe for the rest of the teams that play the New England Patriots this year, that doesn't really sound like good news.
That's right. I mean, well, you know, and it's one of those things, too, where I think, like, if you have a coach who is taking over a job for the first time or has been somewhere for 3 years and is sort of getting his, you know, has gotten his feet wet and is sort of getting some stability, and then he has to call defensive plays or call offensive plays, maybe you'd be worried it would throw him off. I'm not sure what you would have to do to Bill Belichick in-game that might disrupt his ability to manage and to coach. And, you know, you know everybody understands that even when he had Brian Flores or Matt Patricia there, he was still – he was still telling, like, hey, like, now's a good time to blitz. Let's do this. He would, you know, he wasn't a micromanager or anything, but, you know, he obviously had his input in the game plan. And so I think this would probably be, it'd be way more disruptive to have to make him tie a hand and put it in his hoodie than it would be to force him to call defensive plays. But I do think it is interesting. You know, you have the attrition that comes with a Super Bowl winner. That's ultimately what you know, this league is about, right? When you find success and people leave, how do you manage to continue that success and not skip a beat? Because so often we see teams that win the Super Bowl, you know, whether it's the Eagles or the Broncos, the Ravens, just to name a few in the past few years that have won besides the Patriots, who tend to see a drop because players who had success left as a result of free agency and chasing the dollar and all of that. Well, the Patriots are the one team that's managed not to do that. And, you know, for as good as Tom Brady is, and I think he's a big part of that, I think ultimately it is the Bill Belichick mindset, the Bill Belichick program, so to speak, that allows him to do it. And I wouldn't anticipate that this throws him off, although it is first time since like 2010 that he'll be doing that.
I'm interested, too, and you said it was Pete Prisco who predicted the Bills in 2020. Is that right, Will?
Yeah, he said in 2020. Yeah. Check out on Twitter, at Will Brinson. I tweeted a screenshot of it, or on Instagram at Pick6Pod, they have the audio of it if you want to check that out.
But what about 2019? I'm not trying to get greedy here, but does this mean nobody has a chance except the Patriots this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, it would be, it would not be a crazy year for someone else to win it. I don't think, it wouldn't stun me, because we've seen over the last, over the last 2 years, specifically with respect to Los Angeles and Chicago, we've seen fairly new coaching staffs take over and win a division sort of out of nowhere with a second-year coach. And so in that perspective, you certainly have the Jets and the Bills who sort of fit – sorry, my son is screaming for Oreos. Who sort of fit the he's getting them. He knows, as soon as dad starts talking on the phone, he starts yelling for Oreos. You have the you have talent around it. You have a coaching staff that can help. Sean McDermott, not a first year head coach or anything, but they can help take him to the next level. And so, yes, I think this year it is possible. I can see the Bills or the Jets, particularly, being wild card teams, even if the Patriots win the division. But I think it is probably 1 year away before it gets toppled, although, the Bill Belichick lesson is you always want to be a year early, so maybe make your prediction now, right?
Right.
I like that.
How long do you think it is before Father Time takes the New England Patriots? In your article, you have 32 teams, and you rank each of them's fatal flaw. The only one in New England is Father Time. How long is it going to take?
I think this poor punk Father Time, he's in the corner. He's like, he's bleeding out of his eyeball. Like Tom Brady standing there like munching on an avocado, feeling good about life. I think one of the things, aside from Tom Brady's training regimen that helps him, last longer, the pliability, all that. I mean, I think I legitimately do believe, not that I don't think he's discovered some scientific angle. I just think he's taking care of his body in a way that, athletes in particular didn't do 10 or 15 years ago, and even 5 years ago. So it's allowed him to extend the lifespan that he can play. I also think when you look at what the Patriots have done from an offensive standpoint in the last 5 years, two things really come to mind. One, they continually have a great offensive line. It's a huge advantage, right? I mean, they have this tremendous offensive line. Dante Scarnecchia is one of the most underrated coaches in the league. They've drafted, they've invested early picks in offensive linemen. Isaiah Wynn, of course, left last year injured, but he was a first-round pick. They drafted Joe Tooney fairly early, third or fourth round, NC State guys, shout out. And they're just drafting and developing these offensive linemen. They lost two left tackles the last 2 years, Nate Solder and Trent Brown, to free agency. They signed huge deals, and they got worse when they left, or Trent Brown probably will. And so I think from that perspective, that offensive line helps Tom Brady a ton. It keeps him protected. It keeps him from taking big shots. They also have operated this short passing game. I mean, Tom Brady isn't standing back there doing 10-step drops and trying to throw it 60 yards and getting creamed every time he does it. And as a result, you're minimizing the wear and tear on your quarterback. And then we saw down the stretch last year, they really focused in on running the football. And I think if you take a look at what they've done this offseason, which is, to take that offensive line, they drafted some depth at offensive line in the draft. They added another running back in Damian Harris, who's a physical running back. I think you're going to see a Patriots team that uses the same formula from last year, which is not play possum, but like, they're not going to come out trying to beat everybody by 60 points. They're trying to go out there, grind wins, play some decent defense, win enough football games, 12, 13, to get the division and hopefully secure home field advantage, and then get hot in the playoffs and become a physical running team. And I just think Bill Belichick realizes what the strengths and weaknesses of this roster are right now and believes that's the best way to win, maybe in a modern NFL where everybody's going nickel 65% of the time, and suddenly you can be a forceful running team, and you also have Tom Brady who you can lean on to win games occasionally, but not have to do it every single week.
Will Brinson, our guest from CBSSports.com, senior NFL writer. I have one more question for you, Will, and that's totally off the Patriots topic because they're not going to do this, but which team do you think would be the best team for Hard Knocks on HBO this summer? Who are you rooting for? Mm.
Well, I think the 49ers, I think it was Matt Maiocco or either Matt Barris, one of those guys reported that they're not going to do it, or they've asked the league not to do it and the league's going to let them, which leaves us four teams. Two I'll rule out right away, the Lions and Redskins. There's some interesting facets of those two teams, but a little vanilla for my taste. I just don't think they'd be very exciting. And then that boils down to the Giants and the Raiders. And I think either one would be really interesting. The Giants have so much drama surrounding the Daniel Jones thing and Eli Manning, and it's somehow Dave Gettleman, Dave Gettleman shouldn't be a dramatic guy who's driving NFL storylines, but he somehow is. Kind of hilarious. I still got to go with the Raiders, though. I mean, like, we got a first year of Antonio Brown. Gruden's there. They're sort of preparing for the move. There might be some tension with Derek Carr starting at quarterback. A lot of pressure on the defense to get better. Mike Mayock, first year, really running things in there. I think the Raiders would be fascinating. I would bet, though, guys, that the league wants to keep the Raiders in its back pocket for that move to Las Vegas in a similar way that they did with the Rams and Hard Knocks and then the all or nothing stuff.
Yeah, and then it'll probably be the Giants. Hey, Will, thanks for this. Good to talk with you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, always fun, guys. Have a great day.
Yep. Will Brinson. Yeah, you too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.